MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Beth. Welcome to the... Can I be the first today to welcome you to the MSC Cruisecast?
Well, thank you for welcoming me.
I feel everybody else.
I feel like we just saw everyone. We just did. Like 2 days ago.
Oh, yes. Because this is the second this week.
In 1 week. So we're going to have to see how this goes.
Be prepared for a really great cruise cast or a mediocre one.
We inadvertently wore Chris's favorite college.
Yeah, I know. I'm wearing the maroon. You're wearing the gold.
ASU.
The Sun Devils colors right there.
I know.
There. Wow. I didn't realize we were representing.
Asheville, North Carolina, we are representing ASU. okay, so this is
last podcast.
Yes.
You said that this was going to be some heavy stuff.
Yes.
Heavy stuff. This podcast is get out your pens, your ruled paper, and your calculators.
Take notes.
And get ready for a pop quiz. That's what you said.
No, definitely not.
No?
We're going to start because I'm going to give you kind of like the highlights.
This cruise cast about?
MSC Voyager Club. So it's their loyalty program. So we're going to... Yeah, sorry. I meant to probably start with that. I'm going to kind of highlight it. Everyone will probably be asleep if I go into like every single detail. So that's not my purpose here. My purpose is to kind of like give you some kind of highlights and where to find information. And then we're going to talk about status matching.
Right. I was going to say, I don't think people are going to go to sleep. And here's why. It's a subject that's kind of important to a lot of people.
Right.
We never really have taken it seriously because we've cruised on so many different lines. We like to visit all sorts of ships and to do the ins and outs and explore all sorts of experiences on ships.
But I just have never been the type of person to like sign up for loyalty, like even outside of cruises. And so now looking back, I wish I would have, because we've been on all these cruises.
Oh my goodness. Growing up, I went on so many cruises with my family, and we went on NCL almost like 3/4 of the time, probably, maybe more than that. Yeah. So I would be the highest level.
Whatever that is, because they're all named different, but
it's the double, it's the super diamond gold platinum plus. Super fun time. That's the level I would be at.
I need to get you a name tag for that.
Exactly.
But before we go into like this, we're going to tell you a funny story about we were just on the Magnifica.
Yep.
And we were sitting with the future cruise agents booking a future cruise. Actually, we booked just two.
We booked two future cruises.
We've never done that before. I was so excited to do that. So, but they were fantastic.
Yes.
The two there. And so we thought, hey, you seem to know a lot about MSC. And so we started asking about the status match. So I thought it'd be a funny story to start with before we get into all the details of this. Do you want to start?
Well, it was. You can tell it, but I just found it funny just because, well, go ahead.
You tell. So we've heard like different things about status match. And so we're like, oh, hey guys, can you tell us a little bit about it? And so they had completely different stories about what it was. And so the girl was telling us that you can status match once in your life. And you have to send a picture of your card in from
whatever it is you're status matching from.
That's what she said, and then what happens is MSC will like take those points and make you high up in MSC, but then like you'll lose all the points from the one you were matching. Like, so you go back to the bottom from them. And we're
so
like,
let's say you like you are a Hilton. Uh-huh. You're a Hilton and you're the highest level of Hilton.
Yeah.
And then you say, I want MSC to match those points. Yeah. When MSC matches those points, you lose all your points at Hilton. And you're back at the bottom at Hilton.
And she was saying that. And we're like, that doesn't make much sense. And then like the guy was like, no, I don't think it works like that. But they were really funny about it because we're like, you lose all of your points. Like, what's the point? That's not like status like, match. That's like status steal.
Status steal, exactly. We're like, how would Hilton even know that MSC is matching? Do they like, does Hilton like send a list to MSC once a month of every single person
right.
that is a part of their loyalty program and just have like a checkbox next to it and go oh. to MSC? All right, MSC. They do this to every other club, I guess, that status matches too. But MSC, if anybody asks to status match this month, go ahead and put a little check mark next to them. And then fax us back these 18 million pages that we sent to you. Uh-huh. Just go ahead and put that in the fax machine, send it back, and then we'll go through, and everyone has a check mark. We're going to take away those points from exactly. that person because you status matched up. And we're like, that doesn't really...
It doesn't make sense. We were like...
doesn't make much sense.
I think they saw that we were like really confused. But then they did say like, we're like experts on booking.
Right.
We are not experts on status on like that.
I was
going to
say. She was very nice.
She was like,
it can get a little confusing, and I'm not 100% positive. She's like, about I'm not how the it works. One. Yeah. You need to like call them and ask them.
Yeah. So I just thought that was funny that even like the people on MSC don't really know all the answers for that. So
right, and she needs to know some of that information.
She did say that.
Yeah, and so that's how much. Disinformation is out there.
Yeah,
is that even her who needs to know a little bit? She doesn't need to be an expert because right. but she needs to know like if someone comes up and says because that affects how a future cruise might be booked.
Correct.
So if someone comes up and says, "Hey, I'm a Hilton, you know, super diamond mm-hmm. plus," how would that affect that? So she needs to know a little bit, but yeah. So there's a lot of information and disinformation and confusion about.
Correct. And I will say this about kind of what we were just talking about. Doing the status match cannot be done while you're on the ship. So that right. might be some of the reason why they don't know a whole
right.
lot.
Right.
But I will say that the stopping by the future cruise, they are super knowledgeable and it's a great thing to do. You get some really cool discounts. And we might talk about that another. I don't think 100%. There's time.
I don't know if I came across as I was dissing them.
No, not.
Okay.
Because
I don't want to do that at all. Because they are
funny too, yeah.
beyond expert about
absolutely
about cruising and getting you the best rate and everything that applies and explaining to you all of that process right. and what you're booking and
right.
what you need to do. I mean, it was one of the best experiences I've had on board MSC. So I didn't want to, diss them. I don't know if I came across like that.
No, but they are also very helpful on helping you with your Voyager club number. I'll just say real quick, because I'm so horrible at this, I need to get better. I had a Voyager's number for the cruises that we've been on with MSC. I only got Chris his for like on the last cruise, so she was able to kind of help us with that and grab some of those past cruises he needs to be.
I looked at the card and you were silver or gold?
I was classic.
Oh, you're classic and I was cardboard.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand how you could be classic and I was cardboard. That didn't make any sense.
But they are a very good tool to use when you're on the ship if you kind of have questions about this. So anyway, we're going to go back to the very beginning I'm going to go over what the Voyager Club is.
I thought you were going to break into a song for a
no,
second.
No, I'm not.
We got to the very beginning.
I'm going to just quickly kind of highlight some of the things on the different levels, and then we're going to talk about the status match, and I'm just going to kind of go down through the process. So, you ready?
I got my thinking cap on.
Okay. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 different levels that MSC has. A welcome, which you've never cruised before or haven't ever signed up for the Voyagers Club. There's classic, silver, gold, and then it's listed as either black or diamond. And I think that's funny. Sometimes MSC is like not the best about like their some of their technology stuff, because on some parts it's listed as black level and then sometimes it's diamond level, so they're both the same.
You're being very kind. Yeah. MSC.
Yeah.
We love MSC, obviously. They stink. Okay. at their I think one of our listeners called it the land side of.
I really like that comment. We got to find that comment and do say that, but that's exactly
the land
like
side of what they do is pretty. It needs a lot of work.
It needs a lot of work.
I'm even once being kind. Sometimes it's terrible.
Once you're on the ship and out to sea, it's great.
Yes,
but like sometimes dealing with problems or dealing with them over the phone or the bookings
or their the apps, websites
can be. A little much. Okay. So let's get back on track.
Okay.
Okay. So the very first level is classic. And that's pretty easy to do. You probably hit that on your very first cruise as soon as you sign up. So you get a 5% discount on future cruises, which is cool. You get a welcome back cocktail party, which we were invited to when we were on the Magnifica, and we promptly forgot about.
And we only remember because somebody asked us, hey, did you go to the welcome back party? And we were like, oh, that's right.
So you get like a welcome back cocktail party. It was in the theater. So I'm like, you get some discounts on packages that you pre-book. And I thought this was really cool and we didn't do this and I was so mad. The first day you board, if you spend $50 at an MSC shop, you get a $10 discount. What did you buy at the shop for $50?
Well, it's sitting right behind me right there.
Wait a second. Yeah,
that is the Magnifica right there. There's the seashore.
Yeah.
And the Magnifica. And sitting in between this should be the Meraviglia, but I didn't buy it.
Didn't buy it.
Because I was on a budget, because Beth knew I would buy so much.
Listen, we were in Yacht Club. We had spent so much money already.
Exactly. So now I have to get back on the Meraviglia. We have to spend we have to spend another $3,000
to get back on
just to get a $50 ship. Because I'm missing it.
Chris's
anyway.
Goal is to get all of those, and there's 22 ships, and they're $50, so that's going to be a lot of money. Okay, so let's get back. So, but if you do in the very first day, if you spend $50 in one of the MSC shops, you get a $10 discount, which is cool.
No kidding.
I love a discount like that. So all of these build on top of each other. So the next is going to be the silver level. Probably take a couple cruises to get up to silver level. You're going to get $50 onboard credit per person. Cool. We always like that. You're going to get double Voyager points if you make any booking that's a year in advance, which we got because we made one that's more than a year in advance. So
we are already stacking points.
We are stacking points. Yes. You get a milestone reward, which I think is like a little pin that you get. And you would get that the next cruise that you go on after you've reached that status is when you get all of these things. You get a little pin, and then of course you get all of the same benefits that the one above the classic did. So a little bit, not a whole lot different. And the next one is going to be gold. So you're going to get a complimentary 1-hour thermal spa pass for the cruise. So if I'm gold, for example, and you are silver, I'm the only one in the room that's going to get the 1-hour thermal pass. Okay. So it's per person on some of these. So
right. Yeah. So you go in there and you can do your little ice bath and
yep.
and the little Velociraptor
pool,
pool and stuff like that. And I'm going to sit
outside
in the lobby and splash water on myself.
Exactly.
And I'll look weird enough that they'll eventually go, do you want to go in with your wife? Go ahead.
thank you for that plucky comment. This is really cool. You're going to get priority disembarkation when there's tender boats.
That's very nice.
Very cool.
I do like that.
Because if you know when there's tender, I mean, they're getting really much, they're getting a lot better about doing that. And but sometimes you have to wait a while or you have to get a tender ticket and wait. So you get priority disembarking. That's kind of when you're tendering.
What was the cruise we were on where we waited in the stairwell for that like
I don't even
45
remember.
Minutes?
It was before we had our channel.
Yeah.
And it was like we were like walking down because they don't let you take the elevator. We were walking down and we literally were on the stairs. So that's like, yeah.
You're standing on the stairs for like 45 minutes. Like just standing there.
Standing.
Not waiting. Like walking down the stairs in a line.
Stuck.
Like just standing on a step. So priority access to a tender would be very nice. That wasn't MSC though. That was
no, it was another.
It was another cruise line, but I can't remember which one. Anyway, go ahead.
You get a gift, which on some of them said you get like a little chocolate ship. So that's maybe it, and it's going to depend on the ship. So some of these will.
So I have hold on. I have another collection
no.
of chocolate ships that I can put back here.
No,
now?
You're not putting the chocolate just back here. I should have said at the beginning, like, if you're on the smaller ship, you may not get, you know, the one that doesn't have the chocolate shop on it, you're probably not going to get a chocolate ship. So some of these will kind of depend a little on what ship you're on.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a gift. You're going to get a complimentary photo. Some of the details that I read said it's like when the photographer comes around and takes a picture of you in the dining room, you get to pick one of those pictures free. I thought it was very specific. So what I did with these is like I read like the 16 pages of like all the small print on this. And so the complimentary photo in it, it says it's one of the ones you get when the photographer takes your picture in the dining room, which I thought was very specific and very funny.
And really?
Yeah.
That is really.
We'll have to see.
That is weirdly specific.
We'll have to see when we get gold. We'll have to try that and see. We'll try all these out and see how they work.
You have to have, it can be any in the dining room. If you have like spinach or a seed, that's okay. If you're smiling normal, no, we can't print that one.
Right.
Definitely not like in front of a fake background of a tropical island. That is completely out. Doesn't matter what you got in your teeth in that photo.
Right.
You can't get that one.
But I have to tell you something else that's funny about that.
Yes.
Is you have to pick a picture of yourself. You can't pick a picture of like maybe there's like friends coming and they you have to pick like one of literally your pictures. That's it.
So they hold it up next to you and they're like.
You have to make sure it matches.
Hold on. You don't have a mustache. What's going on here?
Funny. Okay, you get a complimentary birthday cake. And let me just say, when we were on the Magnifica, we sat next to this couple who got a birthday cake and they shared it with us because
it's massive.
It's massive and it was delicious. It was like this sponge cake with all these layers of like the whipped cream frosting in. It was delicious.
It was like half a sheet.
It was, yeah, for
it
two
was
people.
Gigantic.
I know. So they shared it. It was really sweet. They
but it
shared
was
it
delicious,
with, like
yeah. you said, yes.
So you had a complimentary birthday cake, obviously, if you're cruising on your birthday. And then, of course, you get all the classic and the silver benefits. So, black or diamond, we're just going to call it diamond. If you have 10,000 points or more.
Let's call it black diamond.
Black diamond. If you're black diamond status.
Because that sounds like a cool nickname. Like, black I'm black diamond.
Or is that, or does it sound like a stripper name? I don't know.
I guess that could
I
be.
I went downhill real quick. Just drink some of my
coffee. I'm going to have to get knee-high boots now. My nickname is Black Diamond. So I just walk around in my shirt and knee-high boots. Okay. Hey, I'm Black Diamond.
We're just going to say Diamond, okay?
Okay.
All right, I have to keep us back on track here. All right, so Diamond, this is the ultimate. Like, this is the highest you can get. And they have some really cool things. So remember, you get everything else from all the other levels. You get priority embarkation on your boarding day.
Awesome.
Like, once you hit Diamond, it's like every time. Doesn't matter if you're Yacht Club or you're Bella. Doesn't matter. You're going to get priority boarding. This is a cool one. You get a complimentary specialty dining. Some of them said it was just like the dining, and some said it was a special like tasting menu. So that might vary depending on what ship you're on.
Right. Because like the one we were just on had one.
Correct.
One specialty restaurant. That's it.
Correct.
So it was, that it was probably their little package at the front of the menu that was, I mean, you call it a tasting menu, but it was pretty extensive.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I don't know all of the details about how you go about booking this. But one very specific thing that they said in all this like long rules was you get a complimentary tasting menu per stateroom. So let's say both of us are Diamond, and if we go together, we only get one dinner. We can't go like, this dinner with me and you is going to be mine, and then we get a second dinner that's going to be yours. Does that make sense?
We can't do that?
You can't do that.
So but, both of us, okay, go ahead, yes.
But if you had friends dining with you that weren't like as your status, so like I could take like my mom, and that could be mine, and then you could take my dad, and then that would be yours, and the four of us could dine together, all under our free meal. But if it's just you and me, that counts as our free meal.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's just a one free meal experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's two or four.
Right. But yeah.
It's an experience and you're having it once.
Right. No okay. drinks are included in that, but it is a free meal for that. You get priority disembarkation. You get bathroom and slippers to use while you're on the ship.
Bathrobe.
Did I say bathroom?
I think you said bathroom.
You get to use the bathroom. Bathrobe and slippers.
You got to wait till you're Diamond level to use the bathroom. Otherwise, you got to walk down to the pool and get in line.
My notes, I wrote bathroom, unfortunately. So I meant bathrobe and slippers.
It's a big, giant line.
Do not listen to Triple T, okay?
Down at the bathroom by the pool, because everybody on board is like, we're all gold. We can't wait to get the Diamond so we can use our own bathroom.
Okay, let me move on here. You get a 1-hour complimentary dance class, which could be fun.
That's weird. I just have to say, because...
Well, it's not like the free ones they do like in the lounge. It's like, it would be like a... Like
a one-on-one?
Yeah, I guess. I've never paid for a dance class, so... But it's not a free, I mean, it's... I don't know. When we get to Diamond, we're going to do that dance class, and then we'll show you. You get a Diamond party. So very much like when we were on a Princess and we crashed that their high-level loyalty program, and we got all the sushi and all that, and it was all fun. So like when we're Diamond, we'll actually get our own Diamond party. We can
walk in and not feel guilty about it.
We'll be like, we belong here.
That's right. We didn't just crash this party.
Another really cool is you get late checkout. So you get, when you're leaving, when your cruise is done, you get like 2 hours more that you can stay in your room than other people. So that's kind of neat. And you get a sweet chocolate gift. Again, that might be a ship or whatever that might be. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I think in the world of cruises, I don't think it's like the best top tier.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty good. I would love to have all those things.
Yeah.
A couple notes about this. You have to actually sign up. It is not automatic. A Voyager Club number is not automatically given to you when you cruise. That's why I missed your first two cruises. So you actually physically have to sign up for it. Very easy to do on MSC.com or MSCcruises.com. you have to cruise once every 3 years to keep it active. So if you get all the way up to diamond level and then you don't cruise for 3.5 years, you actually lose your entire status and you go back to the very bottom. So you just have to make sure you cruise once every 3 years. It's not you get diamond, you're diamond for life.
You got to go back to those free dance classes.
Exactly. It is available for everybody from zero to whatever age you are, so everyone can get it. And like we were saying in our last podcast, depending on...
I can't wait. Hold on.
Okay.
I can't wait for the first time I see... Remember we were talking about Royal Caribbean in the other podcast, a couple podcasts ago, that had their own
name tags
with their status level.
Yeah.
I can't wait for a baby to have a onesie as their name... Has their name and their little status level printed on their little onesie. And their parents are walking around all proud with their
baby.
Their baby. Let me show you my baby's status.
Yep, everyone, it was very clear. Everyone any age can start earning points. So you earn points depending on your the experience that you book. So if you book Bella, you get less points. Fantastic, a little bit more, or you get more points, and then Yacht Club, you get a lot of points. So it's there's a couple ways you can earn. So whatever experience you've booked, you earn a little bit extra points if you pre-book packages or whatever you pre-book. And then, of course, you earn points depending on how much you spend while you're on the cruise. Now, this is where I have more points than Chris does right now. Because you all get the same when you book the experience, and then you'll all get this. You get the same amount when you pre-book things. But a lot of times, Chris leaves his card in the room.
We've designated my card.
He always leaves it in his card in the room to keep the electricity on in the room, because we have a lot of things we charge and we need to keep that going while we're gone. So I typically always use my card if we're doing things. So I actually have more Voyager points, because everything that we spent on the cruises gets added to mine.
Right, it's
going to vary.
You're going to hit diamond way before me. I'm going to be stuck at cardboard still.
Exactly.
Because all of our purchases are on your account, not mine.
So I do. I have a little bit more. It's not crazy difference, but I have a little bit more points than Chris does. Now, if you're ever interested in booking a world cruise, you're going to get triple the points. Which you
I
should.
Can't even.
If you book a world, I mean, you should already be a diamond if you have that to book a world cruise.
Yeah, goodness, if you're spending $20,000 on a cruise, goodness, I can't even imagine. You're super diamond plus.
And there's nothing you can. There is no super diamond plus. There's nothing after diamond. Maybe they'll make something, but that's the highest you can get. So.
Well, you know what? You can use, go ahead and use it. I'll authorize you. You're Super Diamond Plus.
Okay. So you get points after you've cruised. So they end up in your account like 10 days or something after you've cruised. So let me tell you an easy way to find out how many points you have. You each have to individually have a login to msccruises.com. So I have a login and Chris has a separate login. He doesn't know it because I deal with it. But each person has to have their own login. So when you log in on the very first homepage, there's tabs at the top and you can book your cruise and all that. But on the very right-hand side, there's something that says Voyagers Club. So if you click on that tab, you can see what level you're at. You can see your number and you can see all the past cruises that are on there. So that's where you find out how much you have and if all of your cruises have been credited to you, and it makes no sense.
Once again, MSC does not disappoint.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
And I'll tell you now, because I have to figure this out and it's going to take me a little while. We've been on 4 cruises total with MSC now, right?
Yep.
It's only credited us 3 on there, and somehow we're gold members already. And nothing adds up. the numbers do not add up. They don't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Somehow we have like, I have like 6,800 points already and I should not have that many points. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. So you know, probably it's going to be a phone call to MSC.
MSC might be watching. So you might want to revise that and say, I have 6,800 points and I should have a lot more.
Well, our
MSC, we should have a lot more.
Our Merivalia is not on there. Our Yacht Club is not in there. So I don't know. I don't know. So, but that is where you will go to find your information and find out how confusing it is. And then, yes.
Like you showed it to me and like it listed like two cruises that added up to like 1,500 points.
And somehow he's at 6,000.
And then the bottom, and then there was a little line and then it said 6,800.
So, it doesn't make sense.
700 and 800, 6,700. Their calculator was off, I believe, on that day. But
listen, it's better for us because somehow we are already gold, and I'm going to go with that. But anyway, so all of the perks that you get will be on the next cruise. And so your room card will have, like, the back of it is going to say your level.
I think I know how we got to gold. It's making sense now. My Folgers Coffee Club points suddenly just dropped.
It took all
like
your,
it, I was status I was a bit super diamond plus and Folgers Coffee Club, and then I was back down to like bronze.
That's where it went.
They status matched evidently my Folgers Coffee Club and then sent them a note, sent Folgers a note saying, we status match, take away his points.
How are we doing on time? Do I have time to go into the status match?
Yes.
Are our levels looking good?
We're at 31 minutes, so see how quick you can make it here.
Okay. MSC is the only cruise line that will status match your level from other cruise companies, hotels, and tour operators. They don't do cars. They don't do airlines. But let me tell you, there's a long list of ones that they do. You're going to go to MSC. You just can search MSC status match. And there's simply a form. It's just an online form. It's just super simple. You're going to fill out, you know, your information, your Voyagers Club number. You'll have to already be signed up for a Voyagers Club number. And it's going to ask you just a couple questions. You fill that in. It's going to ask you to send a PDF of, I'm going to use my mom as an example for this so we can kind of do this. My mom is platinum, ultimate, highest level possible with Sheraton hotels.
Your mom owns Sheraton.
I'm pretty sure she has like part owner. Like she's like so high, it's crazy. And so I'm going to use her as kind of an example on this. Stash, we don't all want to hear you licking your foot. Okay. Sorry. So she would go on, she would fill in this form, and then her Sheraton card that she has that shows what level she's at, has her name, all of her information, she's going to take a picture of that and send that in. So they're going to want to see an actual like copy of that. So it's a very short, very easy process to do. They take anywhere from 3 days till whenever they want, apparently. But they say it's pretty quick to then determine what you should match to in their levels. So mom is like super, super high. Most likely she would match directly to diamond, but it's going to be like their choice. They're going to kind of do their best to figure out where you're going to match to. Then they're going to match. They're going to send you an email saying this is what you match to. And then you do not lose anything. My mom would not lose any of her Sheraton points. Okay. That was misinformation.
Dear Sheraton.
She does not lose any of that.
We have taken the points of a member of yours. please act accordingly and strip them of their points.
Yes.
Thank you, MSC Cruises.
That does not happen, okay? So then my mom would get an email saying, congratulations, this is what you're matched. And then the next time she goes to book, which she would get those discounts when she books, and the next time she's on that cruise, she would get those statuses. Status match is not anything you can do while you're on the ship. So it's something you're going to want to do a good ways before possible, just to give them a chance to make sure to do this.
Right.
You can only do this one time in your life. Okay. So you're going to want to either like find the best one to do, or like my mom is like the highest she can get probably in Sheraton. So it was pretty good choice. So if you have a couple of different cruise lines, you're going to want to pick the one that's highest. Now, I will tell you, I found online a chart. I'm going to figure out how we can, maybe we'll post this to our website or our
website. We don't have our social media. All
right, we'll post this to social media. I don't know if MSC came up with this chart, but it's a very good chart that lists all of the companies that they work with. And when they talk about tour companies, like Expedia is one of them. So like they have a lot of other, they have a lot that they will status match.
Right.
And so you can look kind of at this chart and kind of get an idea of where you might match. So you can only do it one time. So just pick the best one you think, and then make sure that you don't not cruise them for 3 years and then lose it, because then you won't be able to status match again. And it's just per person, right? So like, for example, my mom status matches my mom. So my dad would not be any part of that. So
yes, you're searching.
Want to make sure I got all my notes here.
Oh, okay.
I think it's literally as easy as that.
It is.
And I think we're like, we've heard like so much, but it's really, it's not difficult. MSC wants people to cruise MSC.
Right.
Now, the only other company that does any kind of status match is, I think, Celebrity to, who owns Celebrity? NCL? Probably should have got this, but it's just between, it's because they're owned
by the same company.
So it doesn't like, okay. So this is very like, this is very cool. This is very cool. Now, it seems like I said, it's very easy to do. And I think that maybe, hopefully that got rid of some of the myths. You fill out the form, you send proof, they send back, and then your next cruise, you get all of those benefits. Have Perfect. I lost you? That's not too complicated.
It's not complicated. No. I mean, they make it pretty easy to move up. Just after a few cruises, you're going to start getting some, just after one cruise, you're going to get some benefits.
Right.
But you're going to get some decent benefits after just a few little cruises.
Right.
And then if you happen to be Folgers King level. I don't know if they match that.
They don't match Folgers. I don't
even know if there's a Folgers
they don't match.
Coffee club. Anyway, if you're there, just, you can do it once, send it over.
Yep.
Match it, and you're going to be whatever level that is over an MSC. That's great.
Right. So, like, some of those diamond, even if only one person in the room, you can still use pretty much a lot of that. So it's not a bad thing if one person is a higher level than the other. Like,
right. Go stand outside the Sheraton Club level lounge. Make friends with whoever's walking in there.
Uh-huh.
And then ask them if they want to go on a cruise with you. And then take advantage of their status match.
You can't do that.
At diamond level.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
I can.
So, even if you're interested in cruising with MSC, sign up for the Voyagers Club. Great options. I hope it gave you a good, like, overall. If you have any questions, please let us know. We'll try to find the answers for you. I know this podcast went a little long. We had a lot of information. Hopefully the next podcast will be light and fun and airy.
A fun, happy, fluffy podcast for our next one.
Yeah, they had lots of information. So thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll see you at the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.